Chapter 55. It is astonishing that with a man drowned in the woods, my behaviour at the ball should become the talk of Spence, but it has. At breakfast, girls hush as I walk past. They track me with their eyes like vultures waiting for carrion. I sit with the older girls and they fall silent. It's as if I were Death himself, scythe at the ready. I hear the girls whispering to each other. Husk her. No, you. Cecily clears her throat.
How are you feeling, Gemma? She asks with pretend sympathy. I heard you had a terrible fever.
I spoon porridge into my mouth.
Is that true?
Martha presses. No, I say. I was overcome by too much magic and by the lies and secrets that make up this place as surely as the stones and mortar. Their mouths open in shock and uncomfortable giggling follows. Fee and Dan look on with alarm. I'm no longer hungry. I push away from the table and walk out of the dining room. Mrs. Nightwing glances up, but she doesn't try to stop me. It's as if she knows I'm a lost cause. Felicity and Dan come to visit in the afternoon. Their curiosity about my madness has won out over their anger. Felicity pulls a sack of toffees from her pocket. Here, I thought you might need these. I let them sit on the bed, untouched. You went into the realms last night, didn't you? Anne's eyes widen. It's a wonder that she could make so fine an actress, yet be so terrible a liar. Yes, Felicity says, and I'm grateful for her honesty. We danced and Anne sang, and it was such a merry time that I didn't care if we never came back. It is like paradise there. You can't live in paradise all the time, I say. Felicity pockets the toffees. You can't keep us from the realms, she says, rising. Things have changed. Circe has the dagger, I say, and I tell them everything I remember from last night. I can't hold the magic by myself any more. We need to make the alliance and go after Circe. Felicity's face clouds. You promised we wouldn't give the magic back until after our debuts. You promised to help me.
You might come away with enough magic of your own.
And I might not. I'll be trapped. Please, Gemma, Felicity begs. I'm sorry, I say, swallowing hard. It can't be helped. Felicity's passion cools, and I find her calm much more frightening than her anger. You don't hold all the magic any more, Gemma, she reminds me. Pip has power too, and it's growing stronger, and if you won't help me, I know she will.
Fee, I croak, but she won't listen. She's already out the door, Anne at her heels.
The afternoon is a suddenly chilly one, as if winter has one last gasp before summer takes hold. Inspector Kent has come to see about Ital's death. His men comb the woods for evidence of foul play, though they find none. Phantoms leave no trail.